chivalry. I mean, I can't imagine doing this. I've only seen it in movies, never seen it in real life, and I think I've only seen it in cartoons. But a girl comes and there's this puddle there. Do we know what's going to happen? There's a puddle on the ground. And what does he do? Wait! And he throws his coat in the mud. And he said, well, that didn't work. That's pretty deep. Maybe I'll walk over there. He should have thought of that first. But see, he was making much of his wife. It's not bad to make much of your wife. It's important to make much. He says, love, you've got to do that. If you look at the verse, he says in verse 25, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The Greek word for gave is usually didomai. This is not didomai. This is paradidomai. Para means to give yourself over to her who is beside you. That means what you're doing is you're going to begin to relinquish all of your rights, all of your abilities, all of your strength. Listen, strength for her. You've got strength. You can lift that couch and move it for her. You can chop that wood and bring it in to keep her house warm. You can open the door. You can go get it and bring the car to the door and let her not be so cold. Now, I'm not saying these are deal breakers. I'm just saying there's ways you can be agon. Agapao. You can be agon, much about your wife. Jesus was much about us. The Bible says he thirsted at the well. And that means that he subjected himself to something that he never had a problem with before. He was God. He didn't have to be hungry. He fasted 40 days. He took on the devil. He prayed in the garden alone. He died on the cross and everyone forsook him. For us, for you, for me. He took the bullet. He said, I love you that much. And the little stuff that God wants us to do is he wants us to get there and be on target, stay in love with our wives. Now, if you'll make much of your wife, you'll find a really powerful thing happen. The Bible says it this way, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If your heart's not with your wife today, it's because you're not laying in treasure there. You're not pouring into her. You're not making much of her, you're making much of you. And the Bible says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And in this passage, something really remarkable happens. When you love your wife, you begin to find yourself adoring her more, caring about her more, and liking her better. And the passage actually says that Jesus loves us just that very way. Look what it says in verse 26. He did this, he gave himself for us, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word. Now, when he says that, he's still talking about Jesus. What did Jesus do? He gave himself over to us. He just subjected himself. And we nailed him to a cross. You know, that kind of would have been a deal breaker, wouldn't it? I mean, he killed me? Okay, I see. But he rose from the dead the third day. He appeared to his disciples who had just ran away, abandoned him, all alone. And then he sent his spirit and converted 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost who had been crying out, crucify him. That is love, folks. He said, I'm not leaving. I am not leaving. I don't care how you treat me. I am going to love you. Some of you saw that show. It just blows my mind, the show The Horse Whisperer years ago with Robert Redford, and how he was so patient. He was so used to just being out on the farm. And he actually would go out and sit in the field looking at that horse just chewing on a piece of straw. So the horse said, no, I'm here. I'm not leaving. The horse was spooked. He had been in an accident. The truck had hit the horse. The horse was scared. And he said, I'm staying. And that's what we need to be as men. We need to love them and stay there. We need to be content to be in that place. And we need to do it, why? That we might sanctify and cleanse. And in that verse right there, you find that God understands all women are wired with a certain degree of insecurity. There's a certain degree of insecurity. You'll find it all throughout Scripture threaded. And in most of our women would be honest, they would admit, yeah, there's that in me. I just don't know. I don't know if I can trust him. I don't know if I can lean on him. And there's that fear that somehow he's going to let you down, or he's going to disappoint you, or he's going to humiliate or embarrass you. And your job is to sanctify. The word sanctify is a word for holy. You're to make her holy. And holy means separated unto you. And he says he gave himself for us that he might sanctify us and that he might make us holy. And the word holy literally means awesome. He wants you to be awesome. He says, I'm going to love you in such a way to make you just shine. You know, Jesus looks at us and he sees every problem we got in our core, every one of them. And he says, I'm not leaving. And after a while, you kind of get your mind around that and you say, really? And it says he sanctifies us and he makes us rest in his presence through the washing of the water by the word. And the word for cleanses is the idea that there's some stuff in there that we need to have cleaned out and we don't want to let go. And the more we look at Jesus, the more that we can let go of goofy stuff in our heart. Same thing with our wives. They will begin to relax with us and be our companion and our cheerleader easier if we'll do our part in making much of them. See, it's their natural tendency to love. That's the funny thing about women and men. Men think women are like men, and women think men are like them. And it's just not true. We're different. God made it that way. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm not going to tell you that I know my wife's a man, just for the record. Been talking about that all week. So here we have this whole concept of God telling us that Jesus washes by the water of the Lord. That means you need to be verbal. Honey, I love you. But not just that. Because Jesus not only tells us in his word, God so loved the world, the Father himself loveth you. What does he say? He also says, look at this sacrificial system. I'm going to show you pictures of how I love you. I'm going to show you in every sacrifice how much I love you. I'm going to show you in the lamb how much I love you. I'm going to show you in the scapegoat how much I love you. And what I'm telling you today is that if you're going to let your wife begin to love you back in a way that's very natural for her to do and not shut her down and wither her wings and take the joy and the glee and the sparkle out of her eye, if you're going to do it, it's not going to be just saying, honey, you know I love you. It's going to be showing her you love her. Making much of her. Here's a flower. You heard that Kenny Rogers song, didn't you? Buy me a rose. Right? Call me from work. Open the door for me. What would it hurt? She's dying inside. They haven't had a relationship in years, and it's because he stopped being the head. He stopped doting on her. He stopped making much of her. Now, folks, listen. This is private. This is not public stuff. I mean, yeah, you've got to open the door, but I'm talking about where you privately let her know you care about her when it's just you and her. Because that's what he calls you to, and that's what Jesus does. It's when you're in your devotions, reading this book, talking to your God and your Lord and your love, and you're saying, I love you, and he says, you know what, I love you too. That's personal, it's private, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. It gets deeper. That's the beauty of the Word of God. That's the beauty of marriage. It's supposed to get better. It's not supposed to be just something you tolerate and endure. If you're doing it, you need to repent. Say, God, I need to make much of my wife. Fellas, you're the head. If you get locked off, what happens is life is destroyed. If you go off in the world after every other thing, your world is destroyed. And in this passage, the Bible says, he's the head, and his job is to do what Jesus did, and that was he sanctifies and cleanses her by the washing of the water by the word in all illustration and behavior, as well as clear precept, I love you, verse 27, that he might present it to himself. See the payoff? You invest in her, and she'll be all about you. A back rub. I'd like one of them once in a while. Or maybe your feet getting rubbed. She may not really be all fond of touching your feet, because she knows how nasty those buggers are, but you know what? She just might rub those feet because she loves you, and she's willing to do whatever, because why? You love her. You've shown her you love her. Beloved, this Bible tells me how we're supposed to do it. And it's pretty clear. Agon. Make much of her. Now that's a pretty cool thing. If I would have said that to you at your wedding day, you'd say, well, hot dog, I'm all about that. I'm excited about her. But what the devil has done is he's separated us from each other. What he's done is he's taken the most precious thing in our world and he's prostituted it in the day-to-day. Everybody's shacking up. Everybody's living together. Everybody's frittering it away, and they're acting like nothing's important anymore, and then they wonder why they're not happy. God says, I know the way to blessedness. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn over their sin, and they'll be comforted. Blessed are those who are meek and those who are merciful. God says, listen, you need to come to terms with who you are so that you can get under God and say, God, I'm under you. Now, what do you want me to do? He'll tell you what. He'll say, I'll tell you what I want you to do, Court. I want you to love Kira. You say that all? That's where you're going to start. You learn to love her, right? Your whole world will begin to line up.
Because you'll learn what love is when you begin to love somebody every day unconditionally, because that's what God does for you. Yeah. This Bible tells us that we're supposed to love just like Christ did, that we might present her to ourselves, not having spot or wrinkle or any such blemish, but that it should be, there's that word again, holy. Awesome. He wants her to be awesome, and you make her awesome. Guess what? Jesus makes us awesome. David says, as for thy saints, they are the majestic ones. Why are we majestic? Because we're so cool, so neat? No. Anything but. But because He loves us, we get to shine. He lets us shine, and He's happy when we are lit up. Now, folks, when you do something together and you accomplish that thing together, you know what that feels like. Maybe you had to build a deck on your house, or maybe you wanted to put in some new carpet, or maybe you wanted to get some new furniture, and you guys went out and tackled that thing together, and you both agreed. Hopefully it didn't turn into a fight. Sometimes it does. I'm sorry that happened, and it's not supposed to. But there is a reality that God wants you to experience in your marriage that is eternal. It's the reality of the awesomeness of God's love for you and for me. We show it, wives, by submitting. We show it, husbands, by loving. We show it by making much of them. You notice it doesn't say love your husband. It doesn't say it anywhere. I used to say, well, it doesn't say it anywhere. And then I thought of Peter or Titus last week. And I thought, well, there it says, wives, you need to older women, teach the younger women to love their husbands. And we found out it wasn't saying love a God. It was saying like them. It was phileo. You need to like your husband. And that's hard sometimes, but you need to like him. You need to be a friend. But here it's telling a man, love her. Love her just like God loves you. When you don't deserve it, love her. The passage goes on to tell us that we're supposed to do this, and it says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Verse 28. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Why? Because when you pour into her, she's going to give you what you can't give to yourself. You know, you can look in the mirror all day and say, boy, you got it going on and you're going to be great. It doesn't mean anything. They got these tapes. You heard them? They got these tapes. You're driving down the road, it's got some new age om music going on, and it says, you're going to be successful today. I'll tell you what, nothing makes me feel more successful than my wife looks over and gives me a peck on the cheek and says, honey, I know you're really working hard, and I just appreciate that. Really? Somebody noticed. And I'm lit up, and I don't care what anybody else thinks, because if my wife is behind me and for me, I can get up and face a day. Now, folks, listen, if you don't nourish her, if you don't love her as yourself, then you're hurting yourself, because she's not going to say you're doing a great job. She's going to say, what are you doing? What are you doing here? Or she's going to say, oh, you're home. Now, be like that. I came home the other day, and I had been out all day, and I came home, and I said, Wilma, I'm home. And the reason I said it was because she was kind of caught up in something in the back of the house, and I was really wanting to see her. I wanted her to come out, and then out came the puppy. So Rascal came out and he greeted me, and I said, okay, I'll take that for now. And she says, oh, I'm here. She came out. What I'm saying is, this is the way it's a beautiful dance. But if you'll do your part, you'll get so much back. If you play the game of I'm just going to do what I do, then you're going to starve yourself. The Bible says in verse 29, no man yet hateth his own flesh, but he nourishes and cherishes it. You know what that means? It means you're going to feed her. You're going to feed her. And that just means you're going to feed her need to be made much about. You know, little girls, the one thing they want to know when they're little is, do I delight you, Daddy? Am I delight to you? When I hand that little girl's hand over to somebody else, God wants that man to say to her, she's a delight to me. Because that's a trust. You delight me so much. That's what it's about. Don't crush that rose. Love that woman. And she will shine. She will just thrive. And she will be delightful. And she'll sing in around her dishes, for crying out loud. She'll be doing dishes with a song. Because she's delighted in. This passage says, don't starve her. And it says, cherish her. That means keep her warm. It means keep her warm.
You don't let yourself be cold, man. You get a good coat. You get yourself warmed up before you go out. You go warm her. You warm her emotionally. That's what God wants. The passage says, no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes, even as the Lord does the church. And every time I turn around, he's feeding my soul. And he's saying, it's okay, Dave. There's no condemnation on you. I love you with everything I got. I gave my son, and I'm looking forward to seeing you when you get home. And that's what we need to do for our wives. So you need to love them. You need to make much of them. You need to be all about them. You need to be excited about them. And the Bible goes on to say, for this cause shall a young man leave his father and mother. A man leave his father and mother. Leave, it says. You leave your father and mother. It means to abandon and forsake. All the way back from Genesis, you leave, you forsake them. And you be joined, it says, glued, joined to your wife. You glue to her. She's the one who's going to make your life work. She's the one who's going to make you successful. She's the one who's going to make you make it. Feel good about yourself. You're going to get from here to eternity either in a miserable condition or in a blessed condition. And it all is wrapped up in that home. So when you're wrong, you say, I'm wrong. When you're right and you know you need to do the right thing before God, you say, honey, this is the way we're going. You be the head, but you make much of that girl. And you know, I like the word girl better than guy or woman, because the idea is we need to remember they were all once a little girl. And for us fellas, we need to see it that way. They were once somebody's little girl. You need to take care of them. The Bible says, just like you'd want somebody to take care of your little girl. The Bible says, for this cause they shall become two, they two shall be one flesh. It's something God's going to do. And he says, this is all a great mystery. I speak concerning Christ and the church. Again, the third ordinance, right? Walk in love. The whole chapter is about walk in love, walk in wisdom, walk as light. He says, now husbands, you do this, and wives, you do that. And he ends the chapter. He says, you want to know what it looks like to be filled with the Spirit? Speak to one another amongst yourself in church. Sing and make melody to the Lord. Have a fellowship with Him.